Today's Shabbat Shabri, Yaini Yasimin Tuf Mem Zayin. We are in the middle of Sif Gimel. We're up to the Ramah. The Ramah now continues on Haggah. So now he says, when it comes to heating up in the Kli Sheni, there's no concern at all, he says, in his first opinion. So let's look at the Mishnah Brura here. Umiyu bechimum kli sheni kigon sheiru mayim roschin bekara. For example, you poured water into, let's say, a bowl, hot water, and henichu ba hatanagolas, and he puts the chicken in there. Sifkatan chav dalik ein lachush. You do not have to be concerned. Svirle, they hold the kli sheni ein bekocho lahafli ulavliya. Because they hold that a kli sheni doesn't have the ability to go ahead and give off or take in the iser. The imhenichu chatichas basar roseach bekara shel chametz yesh lahachbir. However, he says, if what you did was you took a piece of hot meat and you put it onto a chametz dika plate, then yesh lahachmir, because this is what is called davar gush. The halacha is, and even though a kli sheni, according to this opinion, even though a kli sheni is not mivashel and mavliya and absorb, but a davar gush, even though it's out of its kli rishon, always retains its kli rishon status. Meaning, a solid piece of meat doesn't have the cool walls to go ahead and cool it off like kli sheni. The kasfu haposkin, the Yoredeya Simon Salidalkus, as he says, the poskin in Yoredeya hold the bedavar av kazeh, when you're dealing with a nice thick piece of meat, la'olamu kikli rishon, it's going to be always going to be viewed as a kli rishon, kolz macha yatz lesbo, as long as it's yatz lesbo. Ve'efshadu adin, imenichu also mikara le'teller, meaning if you took the meat off that plate, and then now put it onto another type of plate, that would still be, he's saying, the same kli rishon status. It wouldn't be viewed as a kli sheni. Again, you might have said maybe differently, because now it went onto another kli, but pashtus, it always remains as a kli rishon, as opposed to liquid when it goes into another kli. That's the classic kli sheni, where it has cool walls. It's then surrounded by... We now move on in the Ramah. Yesh machmirin b'klisheni b'pesach. He says, v'tov lahachmir imayadza letesbo. He says that one should be machmir in a klisheni on Pesach, according to these yesh machmirin. Look at the Mishnah Brura, the Pesach, Ritzon Alomar, af tinaktina l'ikar alacha. Even though we hold l'ikar alacha in Yeredeya Simin Samaches, the klisheni ain maflit umavliya, a klisheni does not go ahead and give off and absorb. Iser, on with respect to Pesach, you should be machmir, the svir lehu, the kli sheni, maflit u mavliya. Because this opinion holds, okay, that on Pesach, we should go ahead and hold like the machmir sheet is there in Yoredeya, that, you know, even though halacha lemaisa were makel, by shari surim, l'agabe kli sheni, here, by Pesach, we should be machmir, and the Mishnah Brura says, betov lahachmir, assuming it's yatza lettuce bow, of course, sifkat l'chavva, betov lahachmir, and he says, b'machita eina bekua rak nisrachcha. He says, if the wheat that fell into the kli sheni was only softened, but it didn't come fully, it didn't open up fully, so that's where it's not 100% clear that it's, as we're going to see coming up, it's not 100% clear that such a chita that was soaked in water, the only time we say that a chita that is soaked in water is for sure going to be chametz is when it actually opens up a little bit, the chita, the piece of wheat. But we're machmir normally, even when the wheat softens before it starts cracking open. But in the cliche, he's saying, one could be mekel. He says, "In achita ena b'kua rachnis rachacha v'yesh hefse meruba," and there'll be a great loss of money. Umaniya simchas yamtiv, and it's going to prevent your simchas yamtiv. Yesh lismoch lahakil, you'll be able to go ahead and be mekel. Again, we're talking here where this was the chita was cooked on Pesach or re-cooked on Pesach, and he's saying like this: if it was cooked up in a klisheni, and there's some type of hefsed meruba here, I don't know how that would actually be hefsed meruba in a klisheni, but assuming there would be some type of mania simchas yomtiv, I guess the whole dish. We're talking where the whole it fell into a whole big, you know, tureen, let's say. That's a klisheni, and there would be a big loss, expensive stew in the terrine. So if it's going to be a hefse meruba and minia simchas yamtiv, and the wheat only softened and didn't crack, you could definitely be somech. He says yesh lismoch lahakel. And again, the only reason to be machmir sifkat nuchav zayin in a klisheni would be if the contents of the klisheni was yad sol lettuce bo, ima yad sol lettuce bo. The shear of yad sol lettuce bo. But Moshe says it's between 110 and 160 degrees Fahrenheit. 110 degrees, 160 le chumra both ways. Okay, so already at 110 degrees Fahrenheit, we're already concerned that that's yatzaletes. But yatzaletes bo means where a person, when he puts his finger in the water, it would jolt back. When he puts it in a situation where he doesn't know, he's not prepared for it, he would pull his hand back. So he says, after the seam in Tav Samach Zayin Sifyud Beis, even though we're going to see in Tav Samach Zayin Sifyud Beis, Mashma Me Ramah, it's implied from the Ramah, the Oser HaBasar Shenishra Af Bitsonein Kishen Nimsa Shamchita. He says, even though the Ramah later on asers meat that was soaking even in cold water, if there was a piece of wheat there on Pesach, Teiretz HaMagen Aram, the Hasa Mairi, the Basar, the Isbei Pili. He says, there, we're talking the meat has like gaps and grooves inside the meat. And that being the case, Nesar Gam Habasar Al Yidei Hamayim Shenichnas Besoch Hapili. He says, the basar will become usar based on the water that went into these grooves. The Kai Mairi be dofen shalein. Here we're talking where the basar was smooth with no gaps and holes in the meat, and the mayim is not going to be going through. So then he says she'az ena basar nesar ella mimayim chamin. In that case, the only time the basar will become usar is going to be with hot water. The chamin. Lo mikri rak kishahayad so let us bow. And hot is only when the yad so let us bow. Aval mamayim bi atzman asurin al yedei achita. But the water itself, okay, that became usur based on the chita, because the tam of the chita goes into the water. The Big De Yesha Cholik, the Big De Yesha argues, the Daiklo, the Rishitas Divrei Ramah Hacha, Mashma, the Sonein Eino Bolea Klal. Says from the Pashtus of the Ramah, it's Mashma, that Sonein, you don't have to be concerned that it's going to absorb at all any of the Chita, any of the Chita, even the water. And even the water is going to be okay if the chita soaked in it, if the chita hanged out in it. Ela ikar dahacha airi rama minsad halacha. Ikar here is that the rama is going minsad halacha. The tov lahachma lachosh ladas hamachmirim. The shamhu, there he's going minsad halacha. When he's talking about the das hamachmirim, dafka when it's hot. The shamhu rak mimin hit minhaga, that's pure minhag. Shenagu lahachmir af bitzonein, that the noyeg to be machmir even by cold. Uveinyan minhaga Hamekel b'makom achak lo hipsid. And when you're talking about minag, if you're mekel in any type of pressing situation, you do not lose out. And this is the basic yisoid. Now again, we're not talking here where it was soaking for 24 hours in the water, because if even in cold, if the wheat was soaking mamish for 24 hours, so then of course the water would absorb from the chita. So to sum up what we just saw in the Ramah, so it goes like this. When it comes to Pesach, as you know, on Pesach itself, there's no bittul b'shishim. Even a kol shehu of chametz is going to aser. Even a kol shehu, even a little small amount will aser. We don't say that there's a regular bittul b'shishim that applies. But that's all where you have regular blia, and where we know that there's going to be an absorption and a releasing of the iser going to come out of the iser into the heter, and the heter is going to absorb it. That's only in a kli rishon, or what's called irui kli rishon, where you're pouring from a kli rishon. But in a kli sheni, where let's say the hot water is, or liquid, or whatever dish it is, liquidy dish it is in a kli sheni. So even though it's a machlokas, whether a kli sheni, if it's yatzo lesbo and yordea, is going to be mavliya umaflit, is going to create a iser in the taroves when you have such a kli sheni, and we happen to paskin that a kli sheni is not mavliya mavlit, and it will not trafe up, a little piece of iser will not trafe up in a kli sheni, even if there isn't shishim. Let's say during the year, a little bit of iser goes in. We're not concerned with a kli sheni during the year. So he says the same thing would be if the chita falls into a dish that's hot, it's already a kli sheni. Then he goes on and he says that there are those that are machmir in a kli sheni, and this is the way one should hold, should be machmir in a kli sheni on Pesach, if it's yad soled isbo. And he says specifically, if it's yad soled isbo, because it's not yad soled isbo, we're not concerned. And then he goes on, and that's the Ramah, when he says, if it's not yad soled isbo, v'laf ha'chilo mikri kli sheni, unless it's yad soled isbo, it's not going to be a kli sheni. The Mishnah Berurah went ahead and he pointed out that the only time one has to be machmir is if the chita actually gets to the point of it being already bakua, where it's already opened up after being soaked. But if it's just soft and there is a hefse meruba that would prevent simchas yomtiv as well, you could be mekel in such a scenario. But ordinary kli sheni, you should be machmir that the chametz will aser, the chita will aser. And then he points out that when you have cold water with chita in it, he points to the Magen Avraham that is machmir based on later on, that if it goes into meat, the cold water that has cracks and grooves in it, then you have to be concerned even for cold water that had chita, because the chita will go ahead and get absorbed into the water, even when it's cool, and then it will go into the meat, and aser the meat. And again, this is all chumras later on. It's not, and therefore he says so too here. However, the Big Day Yesha, he's chaylek, and he says the Ramah here is talking me'ikir adin, and me'ikir adin, you never have to be machmir for even achita in cold water, and then cold water going into the inside of the meat. You don't have to be worried about that at all. Again, we're not talking about where it's kavush, where the chametz soaks for 24 hours, which has a din of bishul. Just stam soaking or cold water and having cracks and grooves, me'ikir adin, there's no need to be machmir. But there, he says, we have a minag. Later on, he's talking about the minag of olam, that we're machmir even with cold water when it comes to chametz. And he even points out that anytime there's a shas ad chak situation, one could be mekel on such a minag. Continue on with Siftal. In the Sarev HaChametz Kodem HaPesach, V'nizvatel B'shishim, Eino Chozer V'neir V'Pesach La'aser B'mashahu, V'yesh Chokim. So now he says that if Chametz gets mixed up before Pesach, and it's batel B'shishim, So now we have the famous machlokes, whether or not something is chozer b'niyor, b'neyor, on Pesach. It was batel b'shishim in a taroives. Let's say you made a soup where some chametz fell into it, and it now fell into this thick vegetable soup. The chametz can no longer be seen. It gets dissolved inside it. And it was batel b'shishim. So Erev Pesach, we said, you'll be able to have the soup, even if it's after the sixth hour, even if it's after chatzos, when chametz is aser. But it's still going to be batel if there's shishim. So the first opinion holds, once it's batel, it's not going to then go ahead and, when you re-cook it on Pesach, that chicken soup, or that vegetable soup, it's not going to go ahead and be re-aroused, the iser in it, and aser b'mashu, because if that would have been cooked originally on Pesach itself, there would be no principle of shishim that would operate, because chametz on Pesach is usher even by the minutest amount, the smallest amount. But we don't say, once it's batel, it's batel. However, there are those that are cholkin, there are those that are cholik and hold that we do say that there's a chozer veneer when it's cooked again. And then he says, Hagah, v'noagin, the Ramah says, v'noagin kisvara rishona, v'chol tarobos shulach belach. He says, we are knowing like the first opinion, but you're dealing with a lach belach, like the case we just gave, where the chametz went into a vegetable soup, got cooked up, or any time liquids mixed together, and there was a bittel b'shishim, a bittel of the tam. So in such a scenario, we're not going to say chozer v'nir. But he says, "Umiu b'davar yavesh shenesarev." If you are dealing with a davar yavesh shenesarev, and he goes on to say, we're not going to give the next piece because that's going to get a little confusing. But if we're dealing with not lach b'lach, but let's say, for example, an item that, let's say, a pita that's chametz gets mixed up with two pitas that are matzah. And normally we say it's bittel barov because it's min b'mino yavish v'yavish. Or if you have a mixture of dry items that are like very small and they get mixed up and it becomes batel. Let's say you have a little bit of chametz tikka flour mixed up with kosher lepesach, let's say matzah meal, and it's all mixed up together. So there you need shishim, even though it's dry. So there we're going to say chozer v'neyar on Pesach. Okay? Let's see what the Mishnah Berurah has to say about all of this. Sifkat m'kaf ches kodem Pesach. So we're talking about where there was bittel, b'shishim, in a lach b'lach min b'she'eino mino taroves. And he says it was batel. Right? And we're talking kodem Pesach. So he says afilo achar sheish, even after chatzos, when the chametz is aser, but we know it's batel b'shishim. So we say, it's not going to be chozer v'nir, the iser shabo is not going to be re-aroused, and aser b'mashu l'taroves, and he says, ma'isa shenimtzeis chala achas shel batzek b'sochasal, there was a piece of dough in the basket, shel yunosin ha-matzis afuyos, where they put the hot matzis that were baked, the yitziyasa min ha-tano, when they came out of the tano, so they were hot, the heriko asal, and they emptied out the basket, and afterward, they knew that one of them, or a couple of them, might have touched the batzek when it was hot. And you don't know which ones they touched. You don't know which matzahs made contact with the dough. And in such a case, halachically, as you know, before Pesach, let's say you knew that it happened. So in such a case, you'd have to tear off a klipa, right? Since it would be made, it wasn't like cooked, it just made contact with the batzek, so you'd have to tear off a klipa from, let's say, whatever it is that it made contact with. Let's say the matzah was a pita. You have to scrape off the top layer. Anyway, but here in this case, you don't know which one made contact with the batzek, so you can't just take that one out and tear off a klipa. So pasku aposkin, such a case, chad betray batel. So the before Pesach, we know that in such a case, chad betray batel. If there's a majority of matzahs that you know did not touch the batzek, So all the matzahs are good. Because Karoves, this mixture of the matzahs was before Pesach. And then he says, and not only that, even though this is a seeming Yavesh b'Yavesh Chad b'Trei Batel, which we say later on, we hold that there's a Choser v'Neir even by a Bittel when it's Yavesh b'Yavesh. So here it's going to be okay. Mutar lechamam hamatzos b'Pesach. You'll be allowed to heat up the matzos in Pesach. You don't have to worry. Kevan deleka ela taima ba'alma. Because in terms of the actual matzos themselves, right? The actual matzos themselves, the matzos themselves are is only going to be an issue of tam, right? Kevan deleka ela taima ba'alma. All there is the tam from that butzeit originally that you're now re-cooking, you're now re-baking. When you call a matzah, she aduva shenogav b'batzeit tzvichin klipa. However, all the matzahs that you know for sure that might have went ahead and made actual contact with the butzeik, you have to actually, as we said, peel off a klipa from those matzahs. If you ain't bittul, isser yadua, because there's no bittul to the isser that you know is there. So, if you know that the matzahs which made contact, you see them on Pesach, obviously you have to pull those off. And because the klipa was usher gomer before Pesach, you have to pull it off and not eat it. So now the Mishnah Berurah in Sitkat and Lamed says v'yesh cholkin. So this is the second opinion that holds that we do say chozer v'neyar v'Pesach. It says l'datam mashakosuv b'sif beiz debatel b'shishim, and he says, and according to this opinion in sif beiz, when we say batel b'shishim before Pesach, so one of two things. Sarech la'achlo kodem ha-Pesach. You have to eat it before Pesach. That's the only time it's going to be batel b'shishim. O demairi, or as we said back then, the case there where it might actually be good even during Pesach, as we said, after it's batel b'shishim, is shelo hayabo ela taima levad. If all there is tam, v'konoim ela bo schafal. Meaning, as we said back there in o schafal, let's say all you have is the tam, where you took out the mamashas. The breadcrumbs didn't like go ahead and dissolve in the soup. Let's say a piece of chometz fell in, a piece of bread fell in, and you pull it out right away and no bread got in there, and all you have is what? All you have is tam, or any type of chometz, all you have is tam, so then, because the actual iser did not actually penetrate it, or for example, let's say you have some other item that went into a chometz tikka soup, and then you pulled it out, and there's no actual chametz dissolved in there. It's just that you have the tam of the chametz. So that, even according to this opinion, it says chozer v'niyor. We would not say chozer v'niyor. The only time we say chozer v'niyor, according to the Yesh Cholkin, is if the chametz went into the mixture, became dissolved within it, and it can no longer be recognizable, but the mamashus, the chametz itself, is in there. And he says, Sifkat Lam Aleph, v'nogin kisvara rishayna, we hold like the first opinion, and the halacha is, even if you go ahead and recook something that was cooked, a lach to lach situation, was recooked on Pesach, it's still going to be batel, because once it was batel b'shishim before Pesach, it's going to be okay after Pesach, even, he says, like, if the actual breadcrumbs went in there, it got dissolved in there, as long as it was shishim and it was batel before Pesach, we don't say chozer v'niyor. And he says, Sifkat Lamed Beis, dafka when it's lach b'lach. We're talking here where it's liquidy, like we just said before, where you cook, let's say, the breadcrumbs in a pot of vegetable soup, that's lach b'lach. There we say, don't say chozer v'niyor. And also, to go shecher, shenesare b'yayin, let's say a little bit of beer, which is chametz, got mixed up with shishim of yayin. So we will not say chozer v'niyor on Pesach. Now, what about kemach b'kemach? So kemach b'kemach, we'll see coming up, is a very complicated situation. How do we view flour that got mixed up with flour? Is that yavesh b'yavesh, or is that lach b'lach? So you could say it's yavesh b'yavesh. On the other hand, it's not really yavesh b'yavesh, because yavesh b'yavesh, classically, as we've been explaining, is not where the items get physically mixed up, but rather, you don't know which is what. You don't know, for example, you have three pieces of pita, and you don't know which one is the chametz piece of pita. Here, the kemach mekemach, it's all mixed up in urav, and you can't distinguish between the chametz tikka kemach and the pesach tikka kemach. So, like, it's all flour. So, different opinions whether that's considered lach balach or yavish b'yavish. Because if it's viewed as lach balach, then in this case, it would be a kula. Normally, it might, okay, in certain situations, it could be a chumra. But here, it is for sure a kula. How is it a kula? Because if it's lach belach, we don't say chozer v'nir. This is kemach b'kemach. Gam kein mikri lach belach. It's being viewed as lach belach. Vayein l'kaman, sidin tafim gimel, osid zayin, b'shtagur, we'll see there. Not so simple. Kasva achronin. If a davar shu lach belach, something is lach belach, afilu lo noda atarov esal ha-pesach. Even if you don't know that it got mixed in until after Pesach. Still, since it was halachic b'batal before, even though the yediyah and the knowledge of the Tarovas didn't come till afterwards, it's still going to be considered that it was batal before. Because lach balach, the Tarovas isn't based on the suffix which one is which. The Tarovas is based on the fact that the Isser fell in and now it's mixed up physically in the rest of the mixture. As opposed to when you have Yavish B'Yavish, the only reason why you have a Tarovas, the three separate entities, is because you don't know which one is which. So that's why when it comes to lach balach, it's really irrelevant that you didn't know about the mixture until Pesach itself, and we say that Gamkein Amrinan, we also say, it continues on, Tikvar Nisbatel, we say it already became Batel before Pesach, and on Pesach itself, you'll be able to go ahead and eat it. So again, so you go to the case, you didn't find out that the Sheikhar fell into the wine, the beer fell into the wine with Shishim until Pesach time, you didn't find out about it, as long as it fell into the wine before Pesach, it's going to be considered Batel, and you don't have to worry about the fact that on Pesach, if it would have happened on Pesach, the Sheikhar fell into the wine, we say, Chametz Asers B'mashu. Sifkan Laman Gimu, Mir B'davi Yavesh Nisarev. However, if it's a Davi Yavesh that got mixed up, Kodam Pesach, what's an example of that? So he says, Bein Shnisarev Chametz Matzah, the example we gave before, where you have a Chametz Pita that gets mixed up with two Matzah Pitas. Again, the reason why I'm saying it that way is because we would never have such a situation. Unless, of course, I guess if you have one, you know that, let's say, one matzah out of the three became chametz, and you don't know which one, and now they all look the same, and now they're mixed up, and you don't know which one is the chametz, which one's the matzah. The bottom line is, whether it's chametz and matzah dekapitas, like the Tehmanim have there, chametz and matzah, or whether it's our types of matzahs, they all look the same, one of them is chametz. So one and two is batel, and in such a situation where one and two is batel, even if it goes ahead and it's yavish b'yavish, and there was shishim of matzah to the chametz, still, since you're dealing with yavish b'yavish, amrinan dechozer v'neyar b'pesach. We will say chozer v'neyar b'pesach mishum shachametz be'en. In such a situation, since the chametz is definitely there, you just don't know which one is which. We say chozer v'neyar. Not that it became mixed together physically, and therefore, on Pesach, it's Chozer V'Neyer, because the Chametz is around, you'll for sure have to eat it Kodem Pesach. And he says, V'ima Yachad Betray, and if it's one in two, meaning if it's Batel just Barov, not B'Shishim, Aser Afla Shos V'Rabani, you're not allowed to keep it. You're not allowed to even keep it around, because you'll have a Bayera situation, at least with Rabbanan. Since chametz ever near, that means like it's around. So it's around. You're not allowed to keep chametz around. But if there was shishim connected in the yavish b'yavish, you could do the following shtick. Shishim yochal levashel kodem pesach. Do the shishim. You could cook it all together kodem pesach. Actually nimuach until they're all dissolved together. V'yichashev kalach, and then it will be considered like lach. And then you'll be able to even eat it on Pesach. That's a very cool shtick that you could do if you have a situation, according to this, if you have a situation of shishim b'yavish b'yavish, the move is to go in and cook them together. This way, since it was batel before Pesach, and now it's cooked together and it's batel b'shishim, as a lach b'lach, there won't be any chozer v'niyah. However, yesh kama achorin v'sorim d'af yavish b'yavish, even yavish b'yavish, tarmina chozer v'neir, there are achronim that say that even by pure chavish b'yavish, where we say chozer v'neir, einu elim kein ye'ofe or yevashel osam b'pesach. The only time is going to actually be an issue is if you actually rebake it or cook it on Pesach, Then we say as chozer achametz v'noisayim tam ba'ashar. Then we say as a chozer v'niyor in the rest. Aval le'echol kach shari, but to eat it straight up is shari. So we have a very important opinion here that says that when we say chozer v'niyor v'yavish v'yavish, it's not really 100% true. It's only if you go ahead and you cook it or bake it after it was batel as a yavish v'yavish chad b'shrei before Pesach. Ad kan.